Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go. In his life, 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 in his life. Tuned in his life, in his life, in his life, in his life, in his life. Tuned in,
even though I still got ladies choosing. Setting my alarm clock for 3:45 Central Time, no snoozing. Whether the crib or you cruising, if you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, use so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates, listen in. Love for other blog sites. When comparing the shadow of other cities, it's like bringing cats to a dog fight. On peso spit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your high beams are fog light. Shad drop bomb. Info type triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The Shad drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's. Western World ONE.com.
It's a thin and slide. In his 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 slide. Tuned in the dinner slide. In his slide.
In his slide.
Dennis Live.
Sleep Dilla Productions.
Sound Master T.
WesternWorld.com. www.westernworldone.com. Blog Talk Radio. Chattown, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
Good with the people. How y'all feeling out there? What's going on, world? It's your boy, man. Dennis Live, man. Happy New Year. We in the building. Hey, man, it's the first showcase of the year. You know what I'm saying? You know what I want to do? Man, let's just keep it quiet, man. Let's just, you know what I'm saying, thank God, man. You know what I'm saying? We gonna see another day. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna say another year, we're gonna say another day. You know what I'm saying? Wait, man. Without further ado, today, man, we're gonna talk about Knockout. The Knockout game. I heard this is like the hottest game of all time. You know what I'm saying? All these little kids out here, man, knocking people out, man, grown folks. They don't even care no more. They just saying, what? Thank you. Knocking you out. What's up with that? Man, can y'all imagine that, man? Your family member, man, getting knocked out, man, from a kid just on the streets, man. Just out there. Man. Just think about it, man. Okay. Okay, now that we're back. Check it out, man. The Knockout game is just basically some kid, a random person, man. A random person just going up to you, catch you off guard and just dip on you. Knock you straight out. Trying to see, like, what political gain do I get off of this? What is it that I could really say? Man, Joe, yeah, the Knockout game is the fastest game in the city in the world. I don't have no excuse for it. I have not one. I don't even know what to say. It's like, you got me. You got me. I'm puzzled, man. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I don't want to get winded with it, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to kick off the show. Basically, man, I just want to just go ahead on in and, you know, say it like this, man. If you playing this game, not only a felony charges to be brought up on you, but man, you straight killing people, man. I mean, you straight, like, you don't even care. You just going in on somebody, man. And it's like, for what? You know what I'm saying? Now, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, somebody said, man, you know, people are bored and they don't have nothing to do. And I understand this too, man, because, you know, I'm not condoning it in a knockout at all. I'm just condoning it. You know, the Democrats, Republicans, they downsize and they cutting back on all these bills that they stopping, like the Midnight League. They stopping stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Stuff that's recreational, you know, basketball and football and, you know, hockey and, you know, stuff like that, man, so the kids can really have something, you know, to go off of in the community. And I don't see what it is, you know what I'm saying, like, that we can do to help. How can we save these people, man? These little kids out here, man. You know, I don't know. I need help. I need to know. What is it? Well, anyway, man, what I thought, I'm just going to go ahead and play this clip so we can tell you what the knockout game is, okay? Man. You guys tell me, all right? Let's go.
Courtesy of Wikipedia, knockout violent game. The knockout game is one of many names given to assaults in which reportedly one or more assailants attempt to knock out an unexpected victim, often with a single sucker punch, all for the amusement of the attackers and their accomplices. Other names given to assaults of this type include knockout, knockout king, point em out, knock em out, bomb, and polar bearing or polar bear hunting when the victim is chosen for being white. Serious injuries and even deaths have been attributed to the knockout game, while news sources report that there has been an escalation of such attacks in late 2013, with some identifying it as a hate crime and or a crime requiring new targeted legislation. Some media analysts have cast doubt on this and have labeled the trend, although not the reported attacks themselves, a myth or an example of a panic, both with racist undertones. Conservative media outlets have been seen by liberal analysts as promoting a view that the knockout game trend is real and that the mainstream media do not report on it due to the racial aspect.
Wow. They don't report on this, man, because of the racial aspects of it. You know what I'm saying? Now, when they say they're not racist, they say racial, meaning that it's so many is going across the world. And nobody has the answer for it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, kids say, you know, it's not about a game. It's not about, you know, initiation. It's just they bored. And so they were just, you know, on board, and I just want to just, you know, knock you out. I don't know what to say, man. I'm still speechless. But what I'm gonna do is this. I'm still gonna play a clip, man. I'm gonna go ahead and kick it off. Wait till my guests get on the show, man. But I'm gonna play this clip. You know, it's still early. And I'm gonna rerun these clips so y'all know. Because, you know, people will be tuning in all the time, man. You gotta think about it. We got thousands and thousands of listeners, millions even online, people calling in left and right, you know. So I just want y'all to understand, you know, I will be playing this on random. All right? Now, let's go. Here go the first clip.
It's called Point 'em Out, Knock 'em Out, an apparent game where a person is randomly targeted and attacked for no reason.
A teenager is serving time right now for doing exactly that to a man at a Lansing bus stop this summer. Before we show you tonight's special report, we want to warn you. This homeless man from Chicago is the victim of a game gone viral, Point 'em Out, Knock 'em Out. On the web, there's countless videos of teenagers attacking random strangers, then running away. It's been reported in cities like Milwaukee, Chicago, St. Louis, and now Lansing. A man waiting at a bus stop for his 6-year-old daughter to be dropped off from school had no idea that he would be the city's first reported victim.
I hadn't had any enemies or any reason to believe that they would be looking or doing anything to me.
We're not revealing the victim's identity for his protection. He was attacked, but not by a punch, by a faulty taser, and was able to protect himself with his own legal concealed carry .40 caliber pistol.
He shoved something into my side. Wasn't sure what it was. It had some force to it. I wasn't sure if it was a knife, if it was a gun.
17-year-old Marvell Weaver was shot twice. He's been sentenced to a year in jail for the attack, but he admits he's getting off easy.
It was just a lesson learned.
But Weaver says this wasn't the first time he played it. Before he was caught, he and his friends had attacked random people on several occasions.
Not many, I'd say overall, like 6 or 7. I mean, we don't try to rob them or anything. That's just the game.
According to Weaver, it's not gang-related. Teens are playing it because they're bored, and they've been seeing others doing it and getting away with it on the Internet. He says he used to play it because he was usually dared, high, and with a bad group of friends.
Somebody just throws out there, like, okay, you play this, and people go along with it, and one thing leads to another, and it just goes all downhill.
Weaver had no idea that playing it would one day almost cost him his life and land him in jail.
But there's a price to pay if they wind up doing it, and a good example is Marvell.
Lansing police are keeping an eye out for others playing the game. Depending on the severity, an attack could be considered a felony.
Look at the people that if it's point-of-all, knock them out, it's the victims out there. It's just senseless, and there's a lot better things they can do with their time.
Senseless and full of unpredictable consequences.
What they did to me would not have been a joke if they would have succeeded. My child would have been left with the aftermath of seeing her father in any type of way that I would have been left.
In Lansing, Alyssa Fenske, News 10.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
What's up, people, man? It's your boy, Dennis Live. Hey, check it out, man. We just asking that you know, go download that mobile app. Go to Google Play Store. It's absolutely free. Key search westernworld1.com. It's WESTONWORLDONE. That's all you got to type in. It's free. And also, too, man, we added a new feature, man. It's the donation button. All we doing is just asking you people, hey, you know, donate to us. We're going to take that, and we're going to put all proceeds towards Western World 1 Network to make it better, to make it easier for you guys to view us, listen to us online, and pretty much we're going to take this to YouTube so that way you can kind of see who we are and what we do and how we do and how we operate. Other than that, man, thank you so much for even just hitting that button and just clicking following us, hitting that button just to show that you do like on Facebook or even just Instagram. You just pretty much just showing us, man, how much the growth that we have developed over the years. Actually, not years, months. We only been up not even 6 months, right? A little bit longer than 6 months, whatever, I don't know. But anyway, man, that's all we want you to do, man. Download that app, westernworld1.com. You can go there or Google Play Store, key search westernworld1, or you can follow us on here, man. Man, thank you so much, man. Again, all the donations that you do donate to us, you know, it will not go into shambles, man. We're going to take that and we're going to utilize that, man, to the best of our knowledge, man. As you can see, we had added two or three editions to the Western World One Network. We got Tiffany Thompson, where she's doing the Spiritual Wednesdays, where she's going to take the Bible-based information, scriptures out of the Bible, and she's going to use it in our everyday lifestyle and things that we can do. Then you got Thursday with DJ Disco, one of the hottest pioneer DJs all over the world, man. I mean, this boy here, man, is just, man, phenomenal, man. This boy just get on that music, man, and play it like it's no other. Then you got Sundays with Charles Baxter, where he's talking about political things of whatever's happening up today, self-help, motivation, what you can do with yourself, how you can implement things. I mean, we're just doing it all, man. You already liking us on Facebook. The fan base is tremendously growing. But all we have to ask for you to do now is to just donate to us. You know, you go there, hit the donation button. We go through PayPal. It's real simple, real easy. Just whatever you want to contribute to us, we take it and we utilize it. We put all the proceeds towards Western World One Network. Again, thank you so much, man. It's your boy Dennis Live. Peace out.
Oh man, we back in the building, man. Okay, man, so for those that know, okay, I played this clip. A little guy, man, got shot, you know what I'm saying, playing a knockout game. Went up to the person, man, I guess he had a taser or something, he was saying, and he ran up on the wrong person. He popped him twice. Not only did he pop him twice, but he got a year in jail. Think about that. And he said, it's not, they wasn't doing it because they was trying to get in a gang. They was doing it because they was bored. He had a drink and smoke and hanging around the wrong people, man. They told him, hey, man, you know, let's go do this. And so they went out and did it. I'm just trying to put it all into perspective of how, you know, keep on playing this game, what it does, you know. All right, man, so what I'm going to do is this, man. Without further ado, man, I'm gonna bring one of my buddies in. Y'all know him, man. LB/Charles Baxter, man. What's up, bro?
What's going on?
Hey, man, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling all right. Can't complain.
Man, happy New Year to you, Doc.
Same to you. And to all the listeners out there as well.
That's right, man. It's our first day. It's the first time they heard us on the show in a year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, basically, man, what I want to do is this, man. I don't know if you heard about that little game, man, they've been playing, man, called the knockout game. When you run into, you know, a pedestrian or a person, man, a civilian, man, you go to them and you just hit them. Knock them out. You know? Some kids say, man, it's not initiation or nothing like that. They're not trying to do it to get in the game. They're just doing it because they're bored. So I'm thinking about, okay, now, you know, when they said that, man, it went more political. You see how they dropping these, you know, these Midnight Leagues, basketball tournaments and all this, basketball, football tournaments, all this stuff, pass, punt, and kicks. They don't even have it no more. They cut the budget on them, man, because they said they losing money. But yet and still, This is a part of what's going on, but they want to invert it over to saying that it's a prejudice game, it's a racist game. You know, a lot of black kids walk up to white kids or whatever, white people, man, and they knock them out. You know, what I'll do is this, man. Since you just came in on it, I'm gonna play the intro to it, man. And I'm also gonna play a clip of it. Okay. So then that way you kind of get a feel. And then I'm going to let you take the microphone from there, all right? All right, this right here, man, this is the definition of it, what knockout really means. All right, let's go.
Courtesy of Wikipedia, knockout violent game. The knockout game is one of many names given to assaults in which reportedly one or more assailants attempt to knock out an unexpected victim, often with a single sucker punch, all for the amusement of the attackers and their accomplices. Other names given to assaults of this type include knockout, knockout king, point em out, knock em out, bomb, and polar bearing or polar bear hunting when the victim is chosen for being white. Serious injuries and even deaths have been attributed to the knockout game, while news sources report that there has been an escalation of such attacks in late 2013, with some identifying it as a hate crime and or a crime requiring new targeted legislation. Some media analysts have cast doubt on this and have labeled the trend, although not the reported attacks themselves, a myth or an example of a panic, both with racist undertones. Conservative media outlets have been seen by liberal analysts as promoting a view that the knockout game trend is real and that the mainstream media do not report on it due to the racial aspect.
Wow. What do you think about that, bro?
The foremost, they're going outside of their element, and doing that is totally wrong. Is I don't think it's a racial thing. I think it's just something they call themselves going out here to do. You know, when I was a kid, I was 18, 17 years old, we did the same thing. This is nothing new. They just want to create something and say that this just happens to be a racial thing because whites are being attacked. Now, the thing about it is we give whites and blacks, so we just don't care. But as long as the whites are being affected, it's a problem. If it's just strictly to your own kind, it's never a problem. But as long as whites are being affected, it's a problem. Now, one thing that I can say is by us going into 2014, we have to readjust our way of thinking as far as dealing with economics. We can no longer turn around and ask our government or the system at hand to help us with something that is our problem.
And when you say
what
we,
I mean by
when you say we, like yeah, when you say we, like what you mean by we, like who are you talking about referring to?
African Americans.
Okay, go ahead.
Black.
Okay.
They're cutting off the system and saying, okay, well, we're cutting the basketball program. They're cutting this off. They're cutting that off. First and foremost, the place that you're playing basketball is in your community. You mean to tell me that the alderman or the whoever that you have elected into office, or you so-called elected into office, you can't control him to say, hey, I need this open at this time in order to accommodate the people of our community? You mean to tell me that everybody can run out here and go buy the new Jordans? That's $300-$400. It only takes $10 to make the shoe, but they sell the shoe for $300-$400. You mean
wow.
to tell me you come up with $300-$400, but you can't come up with enough money collectively as a people and to get a basketball program together? But you can buy basketball shoes. Somewhere along the line, our focus is all wrong. We have to get out of this element of handout, looking for a handout. I'm looking for a handout. Please help me. Please help me. Help yourself. 2014, you have to help yourself. You have to make a decision between needs and wants. What are you going to do with your time? And that's just the real bottom line. What are you going to do with your time?
You know, you hit some key points. You know, you said as in us, as in a group, you know what I'm saying, African-American people, man, you hit some key, you hit some dead-on points. That, you know, we need to stick together. We need to, you know, do it ourselves and go forward. If you think about it, a lot of people don't even know how to open their mouth. But think about it like this, man. You don't know how to open your mouth to talk to a stranger but you can walk up to a stranger and knock them out. Like, you can see the mentality of how our young youth are thinking now. You know, back then, we used to play catch, you know, catch the NIGGA, beat the NIGGA, you know, so we used to play that, well, we used to play it among ourselves. We didn't go out in the random streets and, you know, it was almost like playing it attack. So, you know what I'm saying? We didn't go off and just hit somebody just off a random, just knock them, you know. And then, wait, let me take it back, because when we was younger, some of the guys used to play the game conductor, where you'll be the train conductor and you'll let that window down, and so the train go off, then you'll hit them. That's how you say you conduct it, you connect it, you know what I'm saying, with it. I've seen that happen to moms like once or twice in my lifetime, and I didn't like it then, you know what I'm saying? So going to these people, man, they know that we can, you know, stop. Our voices do make a lot of sense. Well, our voices do count, you know, so when it's all in one unison. But when it's just, I'm talking to you, you talking to me, you know, we got some good ideas. But when it comes down to, okay, let's start up a group, or let's start up some kind of, you know, neighborhood watch, or let's get something together. You know what that's considered? If it's not one Caucasian or Hispanic, well, not Hispanic, because, you know, they consider us two minorities. If there's not one Caucasian with a name status, you know what that's considered?
What?
Mob action.
That's considered what?
Mob action.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They found every which and way to solidify us not unionizing ourselves, or it's some kind of organized crime now. You see what I'm saying? It's organized crime.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not freestyle, you know, offenses. What's their name that's out here right now? I can't think of it, man. Group, man. They out here doing it. You know, they doing their thing with the group, man. I can't think of it off the hand. But it occurred to me, they try to stop the guns, stop the gangs. They try to talk to them because they used to be gangs affiliates. And they try to go to
gangs. Oh, ceasefire.
Yeah, ceasefire. You know what I'm saying? Like, they go out and, you know, talk to the gang members that they used to be in with and try to calm it down and, you know, leave it alone. But you got to think about it. It's like, okay, you got three roaches in a can, okay? You turn the light off. You come back a week later. You got 20 roaches in a can. You turn the light off. Then you got 50 roaches in the can. What I'm saying is what represents that can is I could go and keep checking on the can, but when I leave, I don't know what is being productive. You know what I'm saying? All I know is just havoc is just growing. That's all I know, because I got to leave and come back eventually. So, you know, that's how it was being looked at. And it's like, okay, what can we do? What can we do? How can we stop it? You get some raid? They ain't gonna do nothing. It's just weird,
definitely.
Man.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna say this for you real quick. We have to turn around and stop this. First and foremost, at the end of the day, when we have a group of people that's turning around and saying, hey, they're doing this, they're doing that. Our dollars that we work for every day in our community is supposed
to, we are supposed to control the police. The police is not supposed to control us, first and foremost. The police are supposed to be there to serve and protect. But if you notice, the only thing that the police are doing is trying to enslave us even more. Because I'm trying to get it right, because I don't want to anybody to say, no, you're thinking about it in the wrong way. But economics has so much to do with why the police do what they do in our neighborhood and why we don't control our police. Because the dollars that we make, are not staying in our neighborhood. Every other nationality is profiting off of our dollars. So that's the reason why our dollar is not working for us in our neighborhood. We could complain, we could do all of this, but if we do not understand the economics of the situation, if we do not understand the economics of the situation, then you'll always be a slave. Let me give you a prime example. The corner store that you go to, Habib owns it. If Habib calls the police, they're going to come to him, because he's being productive. He's serving the community. But also, Habib, when you go to pay Habib for those chips or whatever, when he pays his taxes, of course he pays it to the government, but the majority of the money he makes, he takes back to his neighborhood, which helps educate his kids, which helps give decent housing for his children, which also helps police. So if we don't have a stake or claim in our neighborhood, how in the world do you expect the police to act as such? They are put there to control. They do not want our people to rise above the enslavement that we're in already. Like I said, you can go buy a pair of Jordans, but you can't go and put some money together. You mean to tell me you can sell all these drugs in your neighborhood, but the person who's controlling the whole faction of the gang that they're in, they can't put a basketball program together? You mean to tell me, as men in your neighborhood, you can't go and say, hey, let me go talk to these guys over here? I hear you about ceasefire. To me, ceasefire is a joke. That's honestly been the truth.
Really?
To me, ceasefire, I believe it's a joke. I believe it's a good start. But I see ceasefire stickers and this, that, and the other, and after a while it becomes like just another billboard. Stop, I want to live. They got the children on there, and, you know, he's looking all sad and whatnot. Oh, stop, I just want to live. I think it's a joke. I really do. I don't see where they're actually making a, you can say stop shooting kids, but if you do not provide a platform to where the kids will go to, then what are you doing? You're just going to the leaders and saying, hey, man, you know, you can't go back and retaliate because the white man going to lock you up, this, that, and the other, yada, yada, yada. He going to lock you up regardless. He's going to lock you up regardless. What are you doing in your own neighborhood in order for you to turn around and say, well, listen here, we need to readjust this whole situation. If they're locking us up for standing on the corner, which is called mob action. Three or more is a mob action, correct? Is that the number? Three or more is mob action. So it's not three or more.
It's two or more.
Oh, it's two or more.
It's two or more.
Now we can't even come together collectively and have a conversation. We stop to see each other on the street. We're not driving. We just turn around and stop to see us on the street. Now it's too many people.
Yep.
But another faction that you're not looking at is this. How did this law get put in place?
You know what? Some people not voting, man. When you don't vote, you don't know what it is that's been passed. They're passing the bill up on your nose.
Not even so much as who not voting. You can vote forever and a day. You can vote every election, but if you do not know the politicians that you are placing in these offices, what they stand for, you don't know. See, this is a deep-rooted thing because our neighborhood is so separated. We have the I factor. Big I, little you. I'm here, you're there. And as a community collectively, nobody knows each other. The average person, when they walk out their door, they don't know their neighbors. They don't know their neighbor's name. They don't know what they do for a living. They don't know as far as how they view jobs, discipline, or anything else. We have gotten so disconnected from what a neighborhood should be. You can ride up in the average neighborhood now, you may see a block club sign saying this block doesn't allow gambling, no car working, no soliciting, no this, that, that, any other. But at the end of the day, that sounds good, but if you don't know who your neighbor is, what's the problem? I just mentioned to my lady the other day, this was maybe about a week or two ago, and she was talking about she didn't want to let her child walk outside the door. When if she moved in with me, she didn't want to let her child walk through the neighborhood. I said, that's too much control. You're not letting your child learn anything. I said, I know my neighbors. I said, let me give you an example of my neighbors. I said, I made it a point to know my neighbors when I moved into the neighborhood. I made it a point to know who is on my left, who's on my right, who's directly across the street from me. I need to know who you are. You need to know what type of person that I am. And when I move in this neighborhood, I am not about no bullshit. But you're not about to be in any bullshit with me. We're playing chess, not checkers.
Mm.
So once they understood the type of person that they're dealing with, I left on my truck, I left the bed down in my truck. Just the bed. Do you know my neighbor called my phone? Is everything all right? LB, is everything all right? Yeah, wow, what's going on? We've seen a few things on your back of your truck, and then we've seen the bed there, and that's not normally like you. So we were just checking.
Mm.
This is in the Roseland neighborhood.
Mm.
If I didn't give them the benefit of the doubt to introduce myself to get to know them, to say, hello, how you doing? Oh, y'all just moved in the neighborhood? I did too. If I don't give you the benefit of the doubt so you can know the type of person that you're dealing with, then at the end of the day, they will keep this mentality of, I'm up here, you're down there.
So let me ask you this, man. Do you think that's a good sign of trying to prevent these kids from playing this knockout game? You know, and if you know your neighbor, you'll know who that kid is. Like, how do you feel about that?
To prevent, first and foremost, yes, prevent the knockout game. Most definitely, you have to know their neighbor. You have to know the children. You have to get to know the children. You have to devise something in the neighborhood as far as within even in your own neighborhood. I mean, that's just the block that you live on. When it comes summertime, because that's when these things are going to happen. And you're not going outside knocking nobody out there in the middle of the weather. Like right now, fridge is cold. Hey, listen, it's too cold to be trying to steal on anybody. As a matter of fact, if a fight come my way, I just may have to tell you we're going to have to revisit this fight. When weather breaks a little bit, it's too cold out here for this player. Real sorry.
Right.
Let me apologize to you so we won't get into it. But
Divide something
for the people in your block, in your neighborhood, so these things will not take place. Because it's a rarity that you walk outside your house now and see somebody saying, let me hear, how many people have ever heard this saying, and what was the last time they heard this saying? On your marks, get set, go.
But what about tag? You hit.
Even the simple thing of catch a girl, get a girl. Hide and go seek. Red light, green light. But the most famous is just a simple friendly competition. On your mark, get set, go. You knew growing up who was the fastest in the neighborhood. You knew who could have to play football. You knew who could play basketball. You knew who could play baseball. Because why? They went up into a field or to the neighborhood school. They drew a box on the wall called strike 'em out. And at the end of the day, you knew who was going to be the baseball player in the neighborhood. At the end of my block, I played football. Every Sunday, without a doubt, every Sunday, I played football. Every Sunday, I played football. Not a problem. And every Sunday, we wind up in the fight at the end of the football game. Most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time we end up in a fight. A sudden, such thing, greed, this, that, and the other, yada, yada, yada. So you knew who the big bad guy was, but it didn't go any further than that. It didn't go into the gunplay or anything. But our parents wouldn't allow it anyway. Because if the fight got too much, it was a parent who was driving past who seen what was going on and would have stopped their car and jumped out the car and said, oh, no, break this shit up. This ain't going to happen. Control. We had more control over our children. We don't have that control. The control we want to call now is lock them up, hold them tight, don't let them go. That's not what the real world is about. The real world is not putting clamps down on someone,
right,
saying, I control it like this. That's not the real world. Because they never learn how to interact with their counterparts. They never learn how to compete. They learn how to compete with themselves, and they can compete with others on a global scale. But
well, you know
the system at hand wants you to remain in your slave quarter. And I would have never thought about this, I promise you, until right now. All this stuff is just coming in my head right now. And this is something brand new coming utterly out of my mouth right now. It's like God is telling me to say this. The system at hand wants you to remain in your slave quarters. Stay in your shack. You can't come outside. I've seen the police tell people they can't even sit on their own fucking front porch. What are you doing?
That's only if you don't know your amendments, man. If you don't know your rights, man, then you know that. That right there, man, of course they have the victory over you, man. You just need to know what you're talking about, and you got to stand on it, man. You could be, you could be ignorant, but it's how you say it, man. You know what I'm saying? You can say certain things, you know, to the police, and the police, you know, they're either going to be an a-hole towards you or they're not, man. I mean, it's just either or. But if you know what you're talking about, you know, you don't have to be you don't have to be like, oh, man, you got a PhD and you go to school for law. You don't got to be like that, man. All you got to do is let them know, hey, man, I know my rights. You know what I'm saying? I can sit right here. I know my amendments. I know my Bill of Rights. And they can't bother you. Now, if you go on the streets, it's something different. But they can't bother you, man, if you're on your property or anything like that. And that's the thing, man. We so shackled up and scared, man, that we don't know these things that you just needed to, you know, say that's on a need-to-know basis. You know, you got TV scaring you, man, all this media. Got you going. But what I'm gonna do is, man, before we get off the track, I'm gonna play these two clips. I'm gonna play the intro to it, what the knockout game means, and then I'm gonna play the clip of you know, saying the kid that got shot over the knockout game. You know, and then I'm gonna bring in my cousin KC, man. You know, we're gonna talk a little bit about it. You ready, LB?
Right. Yeah, ready.
All right, cool. I'm going to go ahead and play the intro, man, first. Then I'm going to play. And I want people to know, man, I'm going to play it throughout, man, because, you know, it's kind of lengthy and people tuning in and, you know, coming in and out. So I'm going to have to play it, you know, saying on these no basis, unless these brothers get online and start, you know, giving y'all some good fruit. You know, that's how we're going to do it. All right, here we go. Here go to the intro to it, what the knockout game means. So then I'm going to go into the clip.
Courtesy of Wikipedia, knockout violent game. The knockout game is one of many names given to assaults in which reportedly one or more assailants attempt to knock out an unexpected victim, often with a single sucker punch, all for the amusement of the attackers and their accomplices. Other names given to assaults of this type include knockout, knockout king, point em out, knock em out, bomb, and polar bearing or polar bear hunting when the victim is chosen for being white. Serious injuries and even deaths have been attributed to the knockout game. While news sources report that there has been an escalation of such attacks in late 2013, with some identifying it as a hate crime and or a crime requiring new targeted legislation, some media analysts have cast doubt on this and have labeled the trend, although not the reported attacks themselves, a myth or an example of a panic, both with racist undertones. Conservative media outlets have been seen by liberal analysts as promoting a view that the knockout game trend is real and that the mainstream media do not report on it due to the racial aspect.
It's called Point 'em Out, Knock 'em Out, an apparent game where a person is randomly targeted and attacked for no reason.
A teenager is serving time right now for doing exactly that to a man at a Lansing bus stop this summer. Before we show you tonight's special report, we want to warn you. This homeless man from Chicago is the victim of a game gone viral, Point 'em Out, Knock 'em Out. On the web, there's countless videos of teenagers attacking random strangers, then running away. It's been reported in cities like Milwaukee, Chicago, St. Louis, and now Lansing. A man waiting at a bus stop for his 6-year-old daughter to be dropped off from school had no idea that he would be the city's first reported victim.
I hadn't had any enemies or any reason to believe that they would be looking or doing anything to me.
We're not revealing the victim's identity for his protection. He was attacked, but not by a punch, by a faulty taser, and was able to protect himself with his own legal concealed carry .40 caliber pistol.
He shoved something into my side. Wasn't sure what it was. It had some force to it. I wasn't sure if it was a knife, if it was a gun.
17-year-old Marvell Weaver was shot twice. He's been sentenced to a year in jail for the attack, but he admits he's getting off easy.
It was just a lesson learned.
But Weaver says this wasn't the first time he played it. Before he was caught, he and his friends had attacked random people on several occasions.
Not many, I'd say overall, like 6 or 7. I mean, you don't try to rob them or anything. It's just, that's just the game.
According to Weaver, it's not gang-related. Teens are playing it because they're bored, and they've been seeing others doing it and getting away with it on the Internet. He says he used to play it because he was usually dared, high, and with a bad group of friends.
Somebody just throws out there, like, okay, you want to play this, and people go along with it, and one thing leads to another, and it just goes all down here.
Weaver had no idea that playing it would one day almost cost him his life and land him in jail.
There's a price to pay if they wind up doing it, and a good example is Mar-Vell.
Lansing police are keeping an eye out for others playing the game. Depending on the severity, an attack could be considered a felony.
Look at the people that if it's a point of all knock them out, it's the victims out there. It's just senseless, and there's a lot better things they can do with their time.
Senseless and full of unpredictable consequences.
What they did.
All right, man, we back, man. We back in the building, man. And we got KT in the building, man. What's up, big dog?
Yo, what up, B? What up?
Man, how you feeling?
Shit, man, I'm back. I wanted to get really into this, you know, knockout shit because it's funny. I find it funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just go in by saying, man, if y'all really look at it, people fell for the theater shooting shit, the school shooting shit. Now we going for the knockout game shit. I mean, let's be realistic. People keep talking about there's videos. Where are the videos? Every video that they show, like the main video they're showing in the media right now, is the Chinese woman. And she's not even white. She's an Asian woman. And they get knocked out by a black dude that occurred 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? People can go research that. Then the kid sitting there, he tried to rob the damn dude with a taser. That was a knockout game? Tasering somebody?
Right,
basically,
right.
People already know them laws are being made for these damn kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the hood. I don't see groups of kids walking around here and nobody, like on some real shit. That's real. So, you know, for the black people who saying that the kids are playing these damn games, where? Like, where? We always the ones that believe the right-wing-ass media. We the main ones that believe it. But we right around the kids, and we don't even see them playing no shit like that.
Right. Well, they said, man, it's right in our backyard, man. The news is they're saying it was in Chicago, St. Louis, Milwaukee. You know, they said it's in our backyards. I think when they show it, that's when people start playing it. Like they said in the clip, man, they said, they doing it because they bored. You hear me?
Nah, man.
They bored.
Well, let me say this. First of all, if anybody go watch that clip with that Mar-Vell dude from Milwaukee, you already see he was coached in to say he didn't even say he was playing a knockout game. He said it was a game. And they didn't use fists. They used a damn taser. You know what I'm saying? So what does that tell you? Simple assaults occur anywhere, you know, with a black person or a white person, but this was going on all the time. Right now, this is just to get, you know, lost past. So let's say if we walking down the street and you bump into a white person and they say, oh, you playing a knockout game with me, then 10 black dudes is going to get arrested and they ain't even do anything. That's what the laws is about. Let's be real about it. There's nobody really getting hit by the knockout game. The people who said they was hit, like the girl in Texas said she got punched in the eye, actually turns out that her white boyfriend punched her in the eye. So everybody that's saying that they getting hit by people has no evidence at all. And the videos are old civilians videos, actually. Old, very old.
Well, let me ask you this. Why are they trying to bring it back then, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of point are they proving? You know, what are they trying to say?
As you can see, they making it a hate crime, dude. If you really look at it, you know what I'm saying? If you really just look at it, they making it a bit. First, they came out with mob action. I want to say they came out with mob action. If you walking in the group full of black dudes, you know what I'm saying? You can get arrested for that, right?
Yeah, we were just talking about
so,
yeah.
So now, if you, just for real, if you out with your guys, and y'all at a club, and a white dude is drunk, and he bump into you, y'all get into it, you punch him and knock him out, everybody in the crowd is going to jail. That shit is going to be like murder. That's the feel of the prison system. I mean, people gotta look deeper than that, you know, just the bullshit-ass media. Because none of these cases that they saying, the new cases, is on video. Where's the video at?
Yeah. I think this was like the clip that I had was, I think it's from like 2010, 2011, and they were saying it was dated back from all the way from 2009 when somebody had got killed. But it's so hot right now. You know what I'm saying? They repopulated the YouTube clip.
Race related in politics, dog. That's Fox, because they the only motherfuckers that's throwing it out. If you listen to Rush Limbaugh and all of them, they going in on the bullshit. But it's in our backyard. I'm not seeing it. I'm in the backyard. I don't see the shit.
So this almost really like don't. That. What was that? When they was talking about a group, it was a black some type of group or something like that. It was a group that go around and they started a fight. When he had that new world order. You know, they had the little campaign downtown Chicago, and they said they called it a black op or something like that.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
But they said there was nothing but a bunch of cops that was dressed up in all black that was going out starting these fights so they could start arresting people.
See this real quick. See this. You had a dude, the white boy, he said he was playing a knockout game. He recorded himself saying he was playing the shit that thing. Then he got charged with a federal crime for actually hitting that black man. So they basically trying to make this shit so they can say, oh, a white dude got arrested. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't about racial. It's just about people doing dumb shit and all of that. Nah, that shit is strictly about new laws and politics and all of that bullshit, man.
Oh, I got you. So just basically, so it was what JLB was saying too.
You know who's gonna get blamed for this? Obama.
Well, you know what? Right now, man, I wonder if he really care. You know, nigga, he's gonna be out of office real soon, right? You know, they're trying to give him some type of bad name, huh?
Nobody shouldn't care, man. People should wake the fuck up and see deeper, look deeper, man. We don't been through a lot of bullshit, you know, school shootings and all of that. And, I mean, you kind of look, the media is so watered down, you don't even want to believe shit is real on that anymore because it's so watered down and it goes in one direction, you know what I'm saying? That shit is strictly racial. Like, if you go, there's a... If you go look up the knockout game, I think it's the first link on Google. There was actually two white other kids that was arrested, but not arrested, but actually their mother even admitted to the news people that her kids was playing this shit with the other kids.
And there was a Caucasian couple?
So it was two white boys. So, I mean, that whole thing ain't a racial thing, man. That shit is about politics and trying to change laws. But they going to base it towards black people because, to me, most white people buy shit that the news say anyway. They buy shit that the news say anyway, to me.
Got you.
I mean,
so this...
I come across, wait real quick, I want to say this, I come across a lot of conspiracy theorists, but as soon as you throw race into the ballpark of that shit, oh, that conspiracy theory go out the window. Black people, we the reason for everything. So I just want to get that out of there. But any of y'all that's listening, that's probably going to call in, like on some real shit. When race come into the issue, you know, of the conspiracy theorists and all that, the Illuminati and this, y'all want to talk about that shit.
Wait, it's, you know what? You know, y'all both hit something, man. You know, even in the clip, man, they said it was bored. You know what I'm saying? And he said it was, you know, a racist type of thing. They call it polar bear, right? Polar bear means you're not got a white person. Now, I think they're trying to get rid of the Fourth Amendment. Like they said, the Fourth Amendment is kind of weakening, and that's how the protection of rights, meaning that, you know, can't nobody just read your text messages or read, you know what I'm saying, read your mail, or they can't just come up and just read your stuff and try to use it against you, basically is what the Fourth Amendment is talking about. And that's almost like the Terrorist Act. You know what I'm saying? Because if they kill that Fourth Amendment, they could call this a terrorist act. You see what I'm saying? Because a terrorist is just a person that's in a group, you know what I'm saying, causing violence towards another, you know, another human being. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's a, you know, you're assaulting them with a weapon, whether you're trying to blow them up, whether you're trying to do something, that's kind of a hate crime, you know, to try to hurt, I guess, Americans. You know what I'm saying? That's how you want to put it. But since they put it on, they said a lot of African Americans are the ones, right, that's being singled out. But it's like, we got so many strikes against us. Why do they keep on trying to keep us down and keep on doubting us? If they say we don't have nothing, why do they keep putting stuff on us so we don't? Why do they keep suppressing us then?
There's a large amount of us. I wouldn't even go far as saying that's stupid, but we don't read, man. We don't get up on things. This is how shit like this is able to happen. How knockout games, and then you have dumbass black people in the back playing it by ear, saying, you know, oh, well, we need to stop knocking people out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to really listen to that brother Tyreek, man. He's schooled, like, basically on the knockout game. That shit is dead now. It should be in the black neighborhood, it should be dead now, because, like, we already had somebody run us down on the whole damn strip. It's just that we don't be knowing where to get this information at. We turn on CNN, and boom, there we go.
Right.
To us,
it's not like you say you in the backyard, so you there all the time. But you know what I'm saying? For us, like me and LB, I don't know if LB be in the backyard too. Meaning that you know you up the park with the Joneses. You know what's going on every day. Like me, I be out of the loop sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So now me getting back into the loop, I could just turn on the TV. I'm like, man, they still doing this? Because we were just talking about this years ago, man. We played. Catch the NIGGA, be the NIGGA. You know what I'm saying? We used to play them amongst ourselves, or, you know what I'm saying, catch a girl, you know, catch a girl, do whatever you want to the girl, kiss a girl, whatever, however you want to put it. You know what I'm saying? Or red light, green light, or, you know what I'm saying, racing in the streets, you know, to where it's now they putting this out. You know, I want to play this clip, man, right here, man, about the Fourth Amendment. Because I know that's what something with the Fourth Amendment was when they was trying to take their rights, man, as, you know, as terrorists. You know what I'm saying? They considered it as a terrorist act, so they want to kind of kill the Fourth Amendment so that way you can't, you know what I'm saying, so they can pass these type of bills. You feel me? I want to play that clip real quick, man.
Before you play that, let me put this in there, man. They also got a law, too, you know what I'm saying? And this is all based towards black men. They have a law about dudes trying to holler at women. I forgot what it's called. Like, if you give a woman unwanted attention, you know what I'm saying, you walk up to her, try to get her number, she ain't trying to holler. And, like, you can get arrested for that. They can call the police on you now.
Wow. Hey, that's an Emmett Till. They should call it the Emmett Till law, then. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
that's time to Emmett Till. He was trying to, you know, he just blew a kiss at a white girl, man.
Yeah,
in a female period?
All of these laws out here, man, is basically based to fill up them damn prisons. That's what it is. See, crime, if you look, crime is down in the hood. Like, the murder rate in Chicago went down a lot. You know what I'm saying? It went down a lot. I'm just saying, even from the summer, it went down a lot. And they not reporting that, you know what I'm saying? The shit went down a lot, like a ton. You know what I'm saying? And I hope we keep it going down. But the hood of crime was supposed to never be down. So when crime is down, what do? You create a crime.
Right. I see what you're saying. That's almost like
some of these motherfucking people in our hood, man, is agents, man. They put there for certain situations. They see what's going on, and they use them shits against us. And we sit there and we buy it. But here's to all the black mothers and fathers who listen to this show that walk around black neighborhoods. How many groups of kids have you seen walking around together trying to smack somebody?
I don't.
Rob somebody. You know what I'm saying? Probably robbing this motherfucker, yes, but... Motherfuckers ain't. I'm not saying it's not happening, but it ain't no goddamn epidemic. You know what I'm saying? That like we all just getting in groups, you know, sitting around, coming up like, oh, we should just go knock out some white people. Nobody doing no shit like that, man.
Well, I mean, from the clip, you know what? From the clip that I did see, It wasn't singly just a white person. You know, so I know they showed that lady getting knocked out, but it was like multiracial people. I mean, it was predominantly, you know, say Hispanics and blacks doing it, but I wasn't seeing just all blacks just in the crowd doing it. But the black kid did go to jail though. You know what I'm saying? The black kid got caught.
First of all, a couple years ago they called it polar bearing. Now they calling this shit some knockout of you. I mean, come on, let's get real. People need to see through this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm more outraged because we not even seeing the trick here. First we call it polar bearing. Now we going to call it Jews because, come on, I mean, everything you say about a Jew, people quickly say you're anti-Semitic and it becomes a big-ass thing. Like, the Jewish race, you can't say nothing about. So they going to use them now, knockout a Jew. Like, I don't even know no Jewish people. I don't even think it's in the hood no Jewish people to just be blunt with you.
Wow.
Or can recognize them, so.
So, I mean, wow, that's crazy. That's crazy how they said knock out a Jew. You know what I'm saying? You see the political term that they gave to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Knock out a Christian. Knock out a Muslim. You know what I'm saying? It's just knock out a Jew.
Living in New York, knock out a fucking Jew. And I'm like, come on. And like, let's be realistic. Knock out a Jew?
Yeah.
I don't, like, Jews look white to me. So they should have just left it to knocking out white people. Like on some real shit. Because I don't know too many people. I seen the video. The dude that did the shit 2 years ago was actually insane. He did the shit more than one time. And it wasn't just about being, you know, white. And that woman wasn't even white. She was Asian.
Did she have one like a black coat or something? Black trench coat or something like that? You talking about that lady?
Yeah. That dude.
Okay.
And wait, here's the thing. If we plan a knockout game, then why is it only one person in that video? Where his group at? And the videos that's getting popular on the internet, what videos is getting popular? Somebody please call in and direct me to some videos, some knockout videos I can see, because I really want to see them. Because if you're going to show simple-ass assault video of somebody fighting, then that's not a knockout game.
That's
called pick and call.
So it's kind of dead on with what both of you guys talking about. With LB said the same thing. He was like, man, it was kind of political. You know, if you don't speak up, man, it's kind of hard to really get this going. So it's more political than it is just to say the game within itself, huh? So just enough to pass a bill to try to keep people in jail, so they're going to make up everything. I don't know what to say now. So now they done came out with this thing to where these little kids got to pull their pants, all right? You get a ticket for that, right?
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's so cold outside. That's all I see is us pulling out their pants now. So they're going to lose money now? What they going to do? They're going to get up for tying up their shoes or something? You know what I'm saying? That's fine.
Once again, violence is down in the hood. Violence is down in urban communities. So basically what they do, they got to create some shit. And that's what this knockout game, most of these laws that's out, because if you really look who's sagging their pants, I see mostly white kids downtown sagging pants. Like further than most black dudes.
Wow.
And nobody ever speak about that.
Right. Yeah, you're right, man. And they saying black thugs killing people with deadly knockout games. So it ain't just, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, we got so many, African-American people got so many strikes against ourselves, man, that it's so hard to, you know, to try to involve someone, try to talk some sense into them, because they looking at it like, it ain't working.
We don't work together, man. That's all. We don't investigate things as a unit. We just take what somebody else says, you know what I'm saying? Instead of going in the hood and asking these kids and looking, you know, and seeing what's happening in the hood, so we can be able to go back and say, well, this is not happening. What are y'all talking about? This is the type of shit that leaves things open where they can create all types of laws and say anything is happening up in the hood. You see how the girl got shot in Detroit in the back of her head. Somehow they tried to make it up. Or it took 2 days for them to arrest this man. But because they was trying to make it up on, they had to come up with a process, to, and they couldn't.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying them simple assaults that people knocking. I've seen the video with the student dude. But once again, the video with the little boy hitting the teacher, he admitted that he wasn't even playing no knockout game. He said it in the video that he wasn't playing a knockout game. Well, no, the actual police commission said the shit. Now, we got to be foolish to think. I hear a lot of, you know, right-winged-ass people on the Internet saying, well, the police is not reporting this. Why wouldn't they report it? If it was that big on the uprise, why wouldn't they report it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
That's what but I'm saying. Make it report every year.
But you see, I didn't mean to cut you off. I do apologize. But you do see that there's more of the politics going on Nightline, you know what I'm saying, and they're talking about the police are ignoring this fact because the ratio, you know what I'm saying, the ratio is not as, no, they said the ratio is too high to record, and they saying that they're trying to ignore it because if you put it out there, all it's going to do is create a viral effect. People are going to start doing it. That's why they don't, that's why they stay away from it.
You know, to a degree of what they're saying, what they're saying is the correct, because you always have a copycat, a person who didn't think about it, but now they sitting on their couch, they high, they like, man, let me go out here, we can do this, that, and the other. To a degree, they are telling the truth. But at the end of the day, I'm still on the part of economics. What are we doing to control it in order for it to even happen, for it not to happen? What are we doing? We know the problem. What's the solution? Because I know what's going on out here. Because when I was 17, 18 years old, I seen an old guy with his whole jaw wired up with his big white brace on it. And I'm like, how did it get like that? They were like, man, they were playing knock him out, and he just happened to be there. But why were they playing knock him out? What was the reason why they were playing knock him out? Why couldn't they you go anywhere else to either go find a job or play ball or whatever? Now, people going to find, if you're going to get into something, you're going to get into something. And I don't give a fuck how much economics you put on the table. But at the end of the day, what can we do to cut that number down?
You know, to me, LB, man, you made a valid point there, man. You know, what they do is, to me, this is what I've been learning, what politics do, man. What they'll do is, if they want a bill passed, right, they'll put it in the House, you know what I'm saying, then they got to vote on it. You know what I'm saying? If the bill don't pass, they go back and they'll, you know, put it in, and they'll make the book so thick that just to get a bill passed, they can make the book so thick that to where it's, you got to be the shaking this man's hand or you got to be on the same terms, you know what I'm saying, as a person, you know what I'm saying? With the way that the game goes. And let's say, for instance, we got to say, okay, in order to pass this bill, I got to create something outside. So I got to create something outside and say, okay, well, look, I'm going to pay you to start this up, or I'm going to give you a certain amount of substance to get this going. Here, all this is yours. It's going to $1 million worth of whatever this is. This is yours. All I want you to do is just have your guys go out in this area only. Go out in this area only, and I just want them to just do knockout games. Knock them out. Knock them out. Knock them out. Knock them out. So that way they can have it recorded, so when it's time to pull a bill back, they can show it and say, hey, you know, look now, this is the reason why we want to pass this bill so we can stop this. This is what we need to, excuse me, get going. You know what I'm saying? We all know when it comes down to the institution. Once you get them all in that, get them in that jail cell, that's money going towards Bob Barker and all them cats. You know, I take that back. I mean, put that name out there. But that's going back to, you know, to these cats. Strike his name, Bob Barker, please strike that. That is going after these cats, man, that's owning these jail cells, man, getting these grants for these guys. Didn't you know, man, that if, let's say, for instance, what's the other one? Not Stateville. Let's just say another. Yeah, we can say Stateville. We can say Stateville or Vienna. We'll say Vienna, okay? So that's a little bit farther out. We can say, man, don't you know, if I still got a residence home, you know, so let's just say, you know, we still use our mom's residence as mail. Don't you know, when I go to Vienna, I'm in their zip code, so I'm considered, in their population, I'm considered a resident down there now because I'm in jail down there. So that means the more of the population down there means the more money, grant money that that city can get for Vienna, for whoever owns that city. They get more money, better jobs. So that's why they try to lock up people and send them every which way. How y'all ever noticed that, though? When a person gets locked up, it all depends on how many amount of years that they get before they send them. How bad is this thing before they send them? You know, it could be a person, man, that could have got stopped for a traffic violation, and they want to give them 10, 15 years, and they send them to Stateville. Now, when he go to Stateville, he in the institution. Now he up there. Now this cat, you know, he ended up on parking tickets, dog. He did nothing. But he in this jail cell, but he's a resident there, so now he's considered, you know, 117-847. Now he's getting a grant for whoever owns that personal penitentiary. You know what I'm saying? Because the penitentiary I probably own.
Big business.
Yeah, go ahead.
Baby. Big business. Big business.
The truth of the matter, one of the truth of the matter is they want to turn black and white people against each other so we don't see who the real criminals are. Everybody know we have little petty ass assaults going on every day.
Yes,
now this is the right time. This is the right time. We headed into World War III. Money's fucked up in the United States. They don't want people to really look into that shit. They want y'all to look into a knockout game that's not really going on. Because, you know, people going to turn around and they going to entertain that shit. People love the TV.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? They going to entertain anything that they feed them to entertain, and the media knows that already.
Wow.
So this is not shocking to me. This is not shocking to me at all.
Yeah, it's shocking to me, man, because it turned from one thing to another. You know what I'm saying? I can sit back and say, yeah, man, you know what? Yeah, man, they knocking my boy out, man. They just knocked out dude the other day. They did this, they did this. So all I did was fall into a trap to give somebody some money when you look at it at the end of the day. They want to pass a bill to get some money at the end of the day. Even though these people are getting hurt out here, but it's a bill.
I still have my computer around because there's a clip, actually, I think it was MSNBC, where they was talking about the knockout game. And the head of the police in New York was basically saying, and he said it's on the news, that if you see a group of black teens or a group of black males to cross the street, like he said, this is on TV. Still living in them days? I mean, we got to ask ourselves that question.
Well, I'm being honest with you, bro. I'm being honest with you. And I ain't too scared of too many men in my lifetime. Dennis, I sure tell you this, but listen, if I see a group of black guys on everything I love, I'm crossing the street. Reason why is from my experience when I was in high school. I walked past a mob of guys and not paying attention, the guy just came and stole on me. And I knew from that point on, yeah, you know, I swung my way out and I got up out of it. But at the end of the day, I knew not to be by a mob of people. Because I don't know what exactly is going on. It just becomes common sense, not, you know, and common in street sense, saying that certain things you just
But you have to understand, when they reported it like that, the average person does not have common sense or has never been through any experiences of that nature to understand that, hey, you just don't walk into a mob of people. I don't give a fuck whether it's black, Chinese, or whatever. I'm not walking into a mob of people because human characteristics let me know that this thing is capable. I'm not going to – they're making it seem like it's a black issue, but whites are doing it. Chinese are doing it. Arabs are out here doing it. So at the end of the day, because we're in a black community, they want to paint us as
actually doing it.
Huh?
What are they exactly doing? That knockout game shit?
Are they doing a knockout game? Of course. I know white people doing that all the time. They don't act
no
so great. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. They don't have white gang?
Of course they have
don't
white
go
gang.
Out
but see,
okay then. No, wait, listen. Let's be clear about something. Let's be clear about something. Every nationality on the face of this earth has a gang. Every nationality has a mob. Let's be clear. We only make up 13% of the population here in the United States. But we're the biggest threat to the United States. Every other nation, the Arabs out here, they don't have gang. They ain't scared of niggas no more. They will go toe-to-toe with you. They just come from over there in a war. They going toe-to-toe. That's why they talk crazy to you in your neighborhood. Because they got pistols and stuff behind their counter. So,
man,
at the end of the day, they don't have gang. You commit crimes in areas that you are comfortable. You commit crimes in areas that you are comfortable in. So at the end of the day, whites are doing it, but we're the biggest threats out here that doing it. They don't want us to collectively come together. Every nationality is doing it, but
man,
who is collectively coming together?
I'm gonna disagree with you. Ain't nobody playing that shit, man. Okay, as I said, there's simple cases where there's simple fucking assault, like the taser thing. That's a knockout, a taser. Fuck, you gonna electrocute his ass till he fall out? I mean, come on. We know what that was about. The boy said it was a game. He didn't say it was a knockout. Everybody go back and look at that video. You can see that the video was edited and he was basically coached into saying some shit. No kids are not really out here playing no knockout game. Now, as the media puts it out and pump it out, as you said earlier, I agree with the whole copycat. Yes, we going, oh, y'all think we playing a knockout game. Fuck it, we going to go play it then. Yeah, you going to have a couple of little knuckleheads out here, but that shit is not an epidemic, and we shouldn't even, this shouldn't even be the prime focus on the news. They're going to play a knockout game.
It's not the prime focus on the news. But, you know, like you said, if you take a person and divert their energy towards something stupid, then they're not looking at the bigger deal as far as what's going on. These politicians most definitely control the media. These business people out here control the media to say this is what you say at this time. You see what I'm saying? Of course, because they are trying to divert your energy. But like I said earlier, it's to keep you in your slave quarters. They want you to be deaf, dumb, and blind in your slave quarters. They don't want you to go outside those quarters at all. Until I tell you you can go outside your quarters, you can't go outside your quarters. You can go outside your quarters on Black Friday. You can go outside your quarters on Thanksgiving. You can do it on Halloween, but we got to still watch you on Halloween because you might take it a little bit, you know, out there beyond. So we're still going to watch you a little bit. But on certain, we're going to tell you when you can come outside your slave shack.
That's crazy. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Right,
like
now,
I mean I got the feeling. Matter of fact, you know what, before we give it out, man, I'm gonna take a commercial break, man. We're gonna come on back, man. We can wrap it up. Going in from it, man. And then who's that that's gonna say something? Casey, you can come back in and say what you gotta say. You know, say we can start, you know, getting in, so we already got the logistics of what they're trying to do to us. You know what I'm saying? So, coming out from this commercial break, man, y'all go ahead and you know what I'm saying, die down, man. Do y'all thing, man. That's crazy, man. How they plan a knockout Are they not doing a knockout? Are they just trying to do whatever it is? They don't even care. Let's go.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
What's up, people, man? It's your boy, Dennis Live. Hey, check it out, man. We just asking that you know, go download that mobile app. Go to Google Play Store. It's absolutely free. Key search WesternWorld1.com. It's WESTONWORLDONE. That's all you got to type in. It's free. And also, too, man, we added a new feature, man. It's the donation button. All we doing is just asking you people, hey, you know, donate to us. We're going to take that, and we're going to put all proceeds towards Western World 1 Network to make it better, to make it easier for you guys to view us, listen to us online, and pretty much we're going to take this to YouTube so that way you can kind of see who we are and what we do and how we do and how we operate. Other than that, man, thank you so much for even just hitting that button and just clicking following us, hitting that button just to show that you do like on Facebook or even just Instagram. You're just pretty much just showing us, man, how much the growth that we have developed over the years. Actually, not years, months. We only been up not even 6 months, right? A little bit longer than 6 months, whatever, I don't know. But anyway, man, that's all we want you to do, man. Download that app, westernworld1.com. You can go there or Google Play Store, key search Western.
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You got to have your bars ready. Got to have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack. It got to be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com.
Yeah, that's right. Get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WesternWorld1.com. That's www.WESTONWORLDONE.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
Courtesy of Wikipedia, Knockout Violent Game. The Knockout Game is one of many names given to assaults in which reportedly one or more assailants attempt to knock out an unexpected victim, often with a single sucker punch, all for the amusement of the attackers and their accomplices. Other names given to assaults of this type include Knockout, Knockout King, Point 'em Out, Knock 'em Out, Bomb, and Polar Bearing or Polar Bear Hunting when the victim is chosen for being white. Serious injuries and even deaths have been attributed to the Knockout Game, while news sources report that there has been an escalation of such attacks in late 2013, with some identifying it as a hate crime and or a crime requiring new targeted legislation. Some media analysts have cast doubt on this and have labeled the trend, although not the reported attacks themselves, a myth or an example of a panic, both with racist undertones. Conservative media outlets have been seen by liberal analysts as promoting a view that the Knockout Game trend is real and that the mainstream media do not report on it due to the racial aspect.
Alright, man, we back in the building. Just in case you come back here and line fade out on me. Yeah, man. We back. We back in the building, man. So, LB.
What's up?
So you came to Grills, man. Y'all both was talking about it earlier, man. Y'all, you know, before KC got online, it was going to a political aspect of it, man. You know what I'm saying? So whether you could say it is, man, that it's happening right now, it's not happening right now. It is kind of true, man, with what KC is saying too, man, because I haven't seen it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I haven't seen it. You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen it, like, in, you know, since my childhood days. You know what I'm saying?
I can honestly say I haven't seen it. But, you know, in the same breath of air, you know, we got to, you know, we have to give it the benefit of the doubt that we're not in that type of circle anymore. We're not out there walking the streets and, you know, so on and so forth. So is there some truth to it? It could be. It could not be. You know, but all I'm saying is, in the same breath of air, is what is being done about it in order for it to even get to that position or to get to that level, you know, what is being done? I think at the end of the day, it's about control, you know, and the control and, you know, the way you control people is through fear, you know. I truly believe that, you know, that, you know, you control people through fear. If you put something out there long enough and you hit on certain points, you're going to be fearful. My lady, she does this when she's in my car. If I get out at the gas station or stop into the store and she's still sitting in the store or whatever, she'll lock the doors. And she was like, well,
too.
I don't. Hey, she, when she locks the doors, she says, well, I don't want them to come and take the car. I don't want them to take me with the car, she said. And I said, I hear you. I hear everything that you're saying, sweetie. I said, but let's be clear about one thing. Did you think about the other side of it? You locking that door, when he walks up, he's expecting that door to be unlocked. He's not coming to take that car with his hands. He's coming to take that car with a pistol. So now the door is unlocked, and it pissed him off. It frustrated him because it was supposed to go like click-clock. So now you are frustrated him. The man pulls a gun on you. You put your life at jeopardy because now you're nervous because you don't know what to do. So your response time is a little bit different than what it was thinking clearly. So now your response time is being of nervous and slowness. Now you're nervous. You don't know what button to hit in order to unlock the door. You hit the window instead of, now you put yourself in jeopardy. You put your life in danger for being overprotective. Then you got to think above and beyond. You got to think like a, yeah, now, and I understand she's not a criminal. But I think as if, you know, I got to think on both sides as a man. I got to think on both sides of this aisle as a criminal. And as an everyday citizen, I have to think as a man, I have to think of things in human characteristics. And this is just not, you know, sometimes we quickly go to a black and white issue. This is a human issue. Because throughout the world, we got issues going throughout the world. You go over there in the Sudan and Syria. Syria been fighting for when? Above and beyond, ever since the biblical times, they've been over there acting a plum fool. Sometimes here, yes, we want America to be better, but I want you to ponder on this. Go to some of these other countries and see how they live. Then look out your front door. I'm not saying don't fight for the enslavement that we're in, because this is a tragedy when 85 and 95% of our penile institution is black. I'm not saying that. That's modern day slavery. All I'm saying is take away color for a minute and see how every nationality is acting. Unless you hang around those nationalities, you'll never know. The Italians rob Italians. Irish rob Italians. It just so happens that all these ethnicities is robbing blacks. So when the blacks go out there to rob their own kind, oh, black on black crime. So every nationality is robbing blacks.
Right.
When are you going to stand up? I don't care if it's a 50-cent donut.
My lady was on the phone when she first told me that she loved me. She was on the phone with me when I turned around. I got 50-cent donuts for my daughter in the morning. There's 50 cents, no tax, no nothing. I give her 50 straight cents. I go to the new gas station. Habib wants to turn around, and he wants to say, well, there, if you buy one donut, it's 59 cents, but you can buy two for a dollar. So I put a dollar up there. He says it's $1.09. How the fuck, this is a dollar. Everywhere else they're selling this for a dollar. You want to try to put the tax on the shit. And then you're really not paying taxes. Y'all ain't paying taxes. You're not paying taxes on this stuff right here. You're just trying to get over.
They need to listen to this show, man. It's on the on demand. It's called African-American Coin Tossing and What is Financial Freedom. You know, African-American Coin Tossing is the same thing that you're saying, brother. And I apologize for cutting you off, man, because you about to say the same thing. I'm going to say you some F. Because you about to say the same thing from what I did was when I went in to grab a loaf of bread, man. I grabbed a loaf of bread, man. That loaf of bread was almost $4 and some change. And then turned around, they gas was the cheapest, right? But it was real little in the fine print with a car wash. It was like $3.09, real big. If you don't get a car wash, then they charge more than the surrounding competitors, meaning like the BP and the Amoco's and the Shell. I was at a Citgo. You know, they gas had a lot of water in it. You know what I'm saying? So I had to pay more when I could have just went to a BP or, you know, an Amoco or a Shell. You know what I'm saying? That I know that some of the octane and gas ain't superior, but it's better than, you know, a Citgo gas. You know, but yeah, you're right, brother. You're right. You hit it dead on, man.
I'm just looking at it as we're being robbed, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, every nationality is out here robbing their own kind, but then we got every nationality robbing us.
Every nationality robbing us,
and we only make up one of the smallest percentages. 13% is not a real population, man. It is not real at all. You know, I was telling the young lady, and then we happened to be talking about it at Thanksgiving time, me and my parents, about how there's places here in the state of Illinois where white people have never seen a black person face to face, never seen them, and that's here in the state of Illinois. You don't even have to go some far-out place like Wyoming or something like that. Here in the state of Illinois, there are whites that have never seen a black person except on television. So their mouth is like, oh, my goodness. But here, we're facilitating and helping the United States because we're the, as this one old-timer told me, we're the biggest shoppers here in the United States. Boy, we can shop. If nobody can shop like African Americans, nobody can shop like us. And you name it, we gonna buy cars, we gonna buy clothes. Because another thing that we need to look at in these Arab stores and what we're buying from them, is it the actual product or is it the bootleg product? Because they're buying a lot of bootleg products and putting in their stores as if it's the actual product from this actual manufacturer. Next time you go into an Arab store, go in there and ask them, can you buy a bottle of Johnson Baby Lotion? Open the top of the Johnson Baby Lotion and I guarantee you there's not a seal on the Johnson Baby Lotion.
Oh, wow. So you got to knock off.
But if you go, exactly. So when you go into Walgreens or you go into CVS Pharmacy or Jewels, you open the top on their Johnson's Baby Lotion, there's a seal on there. That actually came from Johnson's Baby Lotion. If you feel the quality of the Johnson's Baby Lotion from the Arab store and the quality of the Johnson's Baby Lotion from CVS, Walgreens, or whatnot, it's less oily. than the one that you get from Walgreens.
You know what?
It has the same color, dye, and everything else. But who are you to, in the black neighborhood to question that? Because at the end of the day, hey, this is local. I don't go out far outside my neighborhood. So I probably wouldn't know what real good quality or wouldn't pay attention to the small, minute thing. It's copyright infringement if I do put Johnson's, I make this kind of Johnson's baby lotion, but then also I put the seal on it.
Okay, wait. Okay, so we all in agreement that that the knockout game can be a little bit political, but still kind of keep your awareness on it, okay?
Yes.
So we in that. So that's over with. Also, so I want to say big up to you know, my condolences go out to Uncle Phil, man. Mr. Avery,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
His name, James Avery.
Most definitely.
Yeah, man. Big up to him, man. May you rest in peace, man. And also too, man, you know, so now we change the subject a little bit, man. We got about it's an open round discussion, man. So we got a couple minutes, we got about 20 minutes. You said baby lotion, right?
Baby lotion.
Now have you heard about the Colgate toothpaste with the Korean and Chinese stores? How is metal in them in the toothpaste? If you see the Colgate box, you see it's rolled in Chinese. On the Colgate box, you try to go buy some toothpaste.
Wow.
They was just talking about that, man. You know. Go ahead. I'm listening to you. I'm just saying.
Now,
this
all goes hand in hand when you were talking about a system, and this is why I'm speaking about the, you know, the knockout games and everything like this. It all deals in the system as far as how things are being controlled, and that we have no control over the systems that is going on out here. We have to have more control of our own neighborhood. You have to have control of our own homes and everything that's going on in your home. And what I mean by everything that's going on in your own personal home, because it starts with yourself. It starts with your household. My mother would not let me bring something in that house if she did not purchase it. Negro, you don't have a job. How did you get these shoes? How did you get this toy? How did you get these shirts? You do not have a job. I didn't hear that you went out with your father. I didn't hear you went out and said, I was shoveling snow and I made this much money to go buy this. So how did you purchase this? Until you can tell me how you purchased this, Negro, I'm throwing this shit in the garbage. Or you're going to take it back to where you got it from.
Wow.
At the end of the day, it's part of your household. I'm not going to let you just go out here and think that you can get away with just anything. You're going to learn rules to this. You're going to learn respect. And that is one thing that is lost here as well, respect. Now, what's his name, who you have? I like his point. I like where he goes with his points as far as the direction that he goes in. I just go in a different direction. But they both valid points.
Right.
Put them all together. You see what I'm saying? They're both valid points. His point is very much so valid. I'm just going at it in a different moral and spiritual value as far as saying, hey, look at the inner working. He's looking at the system in itself as in a whole. I'm looking at the inner workings of self, because it starts with self. It starts with one person. How do you govern over a group of things? It starts with yourself.
Right.
You have to learn. In order for you to be a leader, you have to learn how to follow. Who am I following?
Right.
So these so-called people who are doing the knockout games, who's starting this up?
Right.
Who's the first person to throw the first punch? It's that leader. Who's setting the example, or who's telling them to go out here and do it? It's the leader. How was he taught? How was he educated? And if he's going to go out here and control, why can't he control things in his neighborhood better than he's doing?
Right. That makes sense, man. That
if
makes
he,
sense.
If if you can go out here and get a group of people together to do a knockout game out here with them, why can't you go out here and do the same thing with these Arabs who are out here talking crazy to you in your neighborhood?
Right. But you know what, though? You know what? I'm going to give this to you, too. I don't know. I guess what it is, man, how it starts off is when they come here, they get a grant. And I want to know what kind of grant that is that they get so they can start up their business. Once they start up their business, they put them in these in the areas, south side, west side, give them gas.
Or disenfranchised. Or disenfranchised areas.
Or disenfranchised, okay. And they give them these, they get into them, they take this, like you said, they take it out of our neighborhood, they go to another neighborhood, and then go from there, right? Okay. Now, some of these black-owned banks, I forgot his name, man, he had a black-owned bank, man, but he died. He passed away. I didn't even know that he owned the bank. He's one of the multi-millionaires, man. He was on the board. I can't think of that bank. I think it just went out of business. The one over there on 35th?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's still up. But it was a black-owned bank. And they tried to start these banks, man, trying to get these black-owned banks, black-owned hospitals, you know, just basic stuff that you know is going to bring the major to your area. You know, if we had our own black-owned hospitals, our black-owned banks, our black-owned everything.
Well, you know, it's funny that you said this, I'm going through a thing of right now with my lady. She's like, you know, you're moving a shaker, you know. You're a street person, this, that, and the other, you know. And I'm like, well, you know, at the end of the day, what's wrong with being a street person is the first thing that came to my head. Because if I don't know any better, if I didn't study my history, the street people are the ones who created America to be the great government that it is. Look what they came over. They came as nothing. They crawled from the bottom and they made their way to the top. Why do we have so much of a negative connotation upon something of that mannerism first? But I say all that to say this, that you have to have your own. You have your own radio show. I have my own construction. You know, you have to start somewhere. You have to facilitate and work within the parameters that you are and build from there. You have to make sacrifices too. It's not about me. Because if your children see what Dennis Weston is building, my daughter sees what I'm building.
Right.
What does she do? She takes that same mentality, and as she's in school and going through her little pitfalls, this, that, and the other, what does she see? A builder. So when she gets older, she has this, now she has the mentality, I have to build as well. You know, we talk about generational curses, but let's talk about generational wealth. Are you trying to build generational wealth? We're just able to get all the guys together and say, this is what we're going to build. We got the entertainment and we got the construction. Let's build it. Whose names are these businesses going to be in our children's name? Why? Because at the end of the day, when they get of a certain age, hey, listen, we're going to teach you dollars and cents for this game. We're going to teach you how to run a business, how to sacrifice, how to be.
Right.
Building is just not in construction. It's in relationships, too. How do you build with your children? How do you build a stronger spiritual foundation with God? In order to build a better black community.
You know what? I got an assignment for you. I got an assignment for everybody that's listening. I want y'all, if y'all got Netflix or, well, really Netflix, if you got Netflix, I want y'all to search Blackfish. I want y'all to look at that. Or the Killer Whales. These are documentaries. I want you to look at that, and I'm going to tell y'all just like this. This is the closest thing to African-American slavery, man. These killer whales, man, was migrating in the sea by themselves, minding their own business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here comes, you know, foreigners. Come, they grab them and take the babies and leave the parents and leave the, you know, leave the fathers or whatever. They so smart, man. Killer whales are so smart, man, that when they was going, it was a fork in the road, the fork in the sea, where what they did was the mother and the babies would go left. They'd go so far in the school, and then when they get so far, they communicate. The next thing you know, the mothers and the babies would go a little bit deeper, and while the men stay on top a little bit, so you could really see the mothers and the babies go left, while the mothers and while the fathers go right, so they could steer them away from the family. But they had a helicopter, so they peeped it. They doubled back because they couldn't find the main whales no more. They doubled back, then they seen the big whales found out that they were safe, but they really wasn't. They came up too soon. So they came, they grabbed the man, put a big old net around them, so forth, whatever. Got the babies, whatever. So now we got Shamu, you know. Now we got these whales. You know, we got the Sea World. Now we got all this stuff, right? Now, to make a long story short, so what I'm saying to this is that even if the animals, right, mammals, they stick together. They said once a killer whale is born, they never leave their family wayside. He never leaves his mother wayside. I don't care how old he is. He never leaves his mother wayside because that's how they live to eat. That's how they live to build. You know what I'm saying? They build their community. And then what I learned with this documentary is all killer whales are not the same. They might look the same, but they're not. They all speak different types of languages. Their languages is with their group. If they grew up knowing English, this is what they stick with. They grew up in Australia, and they speak a certain, you know, whale language in Australia. That's the language that they're going to speak. And that's how they attack each other or they form together because they got their own type of language. It's so deep. I learned so much from the from these documentaries, man, that it made me say, wow, this is how it starts, you know, when it comes down to the slave, you know, because once we look at a slave movie, man, honestly, real talk, when you look at a slave movie, man, you tend to try to get emotional or you try to get hurt or you try to look at it as, man, Joe, it's a learning experience. But when you look at a slave movie, what are you learning from it? What have you learned from it? That he fought for his freedom? That he fought to be respectful at all times and don't fight back? That, you know, he going to keep speaking the same thing as long as he's not dead and he's breathing, we're going to give him his right. Well, he's 99 now. He's 103 now. He's 67 now. You know, his youth is not there, but, yeah, he did stand up for his rights for us to be free, but, yeah, he did do this for us to do that. And I'm not downplaying slavery or none of that. I'm not saying that it's nothing. When you look at it nowadays, it's not teaching us to be stronger. It's not forming us some ability to be together. It's not doing none of that. All it's showing us is, okay, this is what happened. We pick cotton. You could pretty much predict the whole movie. We pick cotton. You know, he got to the white man, you know, so he beat the white man up, you know, so he asked for his freedom because he didn't want to do this no more. So he stopped being disrespectful. And then, you know, when he's a bad slave, they take their shirts off their backs. See, in the movie, they don't never explain to you what the West mean. See, when a slave goes up to go buy, not a slave, but when a white man goes up to buy a slave, the first thing he do is they take off their shirt, and then he touch them, you know, make sure he's strong or whatever, and he look at the whips on his back. If you got more than, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 whips, that means that you're not trainable. that means you keep constantly getting beat, so you're not going to listen. But if you got a smooth back, that means you're very obedient. I did not even know that, dog. I did not know that. The more wealth you got on your back, was the more that they knew that you was being ignorant. That's almost like having a Social Security number, credit. The wealth on your back is showing you how good your credit is. Ain't that crazy? You know, there's more to it, man, than to just looking at a slave movie to me, man. Right now they're trying to, they won't even give, what's my boy name? They played with Mel Gibson in the movie. You know, talking about LB, the black cop, Danny Glover. Danny Glover is trying to do a movie right now. Whereas it's about, you know, I think he's a, I want to say African hero or African superhero, I want to say, or whatever. You know why they won't give him no money, LB? The first thing that people said was, why you don't have a white supremacist in there, or why you don't have a white leader in there, or why you don't have a white rebel up in there. And they said, well, it's not about the white people. It's about us, black people. It's not about the white people. White people ain't got nothing to do with this one. They would not give him no money. Danny Glover trying to put all his money together to film his movie. Again, with the Will Smith movie. He's about to come out with a movie with, you know, about the Egyptians, the black Egyptians. Where that movie at? You don't see it. You know, these are movies that's supposed to uplift us. We ain't going to get them movies. You might get them at, what's called them short films. That's why I thank God for, like, Netflix and, you know, YouTube and stuff like this. But now you can be your own media. Now you just got to get people on there to push it. You know what I'm saying? All I need is to get people to come to my page, check it out. Now I learned so much now. But it's good, man. It's good, man. But we got about 3 more minutes left, man. I'm going to go to commercial, man. And LB, you get your closing remarks, man. We go from there. All right, bro? Okay. There you go.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
What's up, people, man? It's your boy, Dennis Live. Hey, check it out, man. We just asking that you know, go download that mobile app. Go to Google Play Store. It's absolutely free. Key search westernworld1.com. It's WESTERNWORLDONE. That's all you got to type in. It's free. And also, too, man, we added a new feature, man. It's the donation button. All we doing is just asking you people, hey, you know, donate to us. We're going to take that, and we're going to put all proceeds towards Western World 1 Network to make it better, to make it easier for you guys to view us, listen to us online, and pretty much we're going to take this to YouTube so that way you can kind of see who we are and what we do and how we do and how we operate. Other than that, man, thank you so much for even just hitting that button and just clicking following us, hitting that button just to show that you do like on Facebook or even just Instagram. You just pretty much just showing us, man, how much the growth that we have developed over the years. Actually, not years, months. We only been up not even 6 months, right? A little bit longer than 6 months, whatever, I don't know. But anyway, man, that's all we want you to do, man. Download that app, westernworld1.com. You can go there or Google Play Store, key search Western World 1, or you can follow us on here, man. Man, thank you so much, man. Again, all the donations that you do donate to us, you know, it will not go into shambles, man. We're going to take that and we're going to utilize that, man, to the best of our knowledge, man. As you can see, we had added 2 or 3 additions to the Western World 1 Network. We got Tiffany Thompson, where she's doing the Spiritual Wednesdays, where she's going to take the Bible-based information, scriptures out of the Bible, and she's going to use it in our everyday lifestyle and things that we can do. Then you got Thursday with DJ Disco, one of the hottest pioneer DJs all over the world, man. I mean, this boy here, man, is just, man, phenomenal, man. This boy just get on that music, man, and play it like there's no other. Then you got Sundays with Charles Baxter, where he's talking about political things of whatever's happening up today. self-help, motivation, what you can do with yourself, how you can implement things. I mean, we're just doing it all, man. You already liking us on Facebook. The fan base is tremendously growing. But all we have to ask for you to do now is to just donate to us. You know, you go there, hit the donation button. We go through PayPal. It's real simple, real easy. Just whatever you want to contribute to us, we take it and we utilize.